Now the palms grow far apart and lessen momently to shrubs a dwarf might topple. Over them I see an empty desert, all ablaze with amethysts and rubies and the dust of garnets or carnelians. On I roam, treading the gorgeous grit that dazzles me with leaping waves of endless rutilance, whereby the air is turned to a crimson gloom, through which I wander, blind as any cabot, till, underfoot, the grinding sands give place to stone or metal, with a massive ring more welcome to mine ears than golden bells or tinkle of silver fountains. When the gloom of crimson lifts, I stand upon the edge of a broad, black plain of adamant that reaches, level as a windless water, to the verge of all the world, and through the sable plain a 100 streams of shattered marble run, and streams of broken steel, and streams of bronze, like to the ruin of all the wars of time, to plunge with clangor of timeless cataracts adown the gulfs eternal. So I follow between a river of steel and a river of bronze, with ripples loud and tuneless as the clash of a million lutes, and come to the precipice from which they fall, and make the mighty sound of a million swords that meet a million shields, or din of spears and armor in the wars of all the worlds and eons. Far beneath they fall through gulfs and cycles of the void, and vanish like a stream of broken stars into the nether darkness. Nor the gods of any sun, nor demons of the gulf, will dare to know what everlasting sea is fed thereby, and mounts forevermore with mighty tides unebbing.